Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. So we're recording this Saturday. So yesterday in the United States, Roe v. Wade, access to safe and legal abortions was overturned. We just want to say, obviously, this is a horrible thing to happen. Governments should not be governing people's bodies at all. And please, if you have the resources or the time, donate to your local abortion funds, get out there and be active in your community and actively oppose this. We retweeted some resources yesterday for both Canada and the US, because although Canada does have legal abortions, it's very possible that we could be going down this path as well, and they're not accessible to everyone in Canada. So please, if you have the time and the money, make some donations and support those who need abortions.
Also, please educate those around you.
That too, yes. Back to our regularly scheduled hockey podcast. What happened this week? There were some coaches hired.
Yeah.
There was the NHL Awards. Nothing really specifically Leafs happened. It's all tied in with the NHL Awards. So we'll start with coaches, because that's the first thing that happened this week. Peter DeBoer was hired as head coach of Dallas. Do I remember where he was before? No. But he was on a team before. And genuinely, I'm so sick of the NHL just being like, yes, let me hire this dude who was just fired. Let me hire this dude who was just fired. Like, their inability to just try someone else.
It never escapes me how in any other job, they see someone who's fired from their last job in the same position. And it's like a whole thought process. Where in the NHL, they're like, oh, you were just fired from this exact job? Come on, join the board.
Exactly. Like, and the thing is, this person could have been fired because their team has been, they coached their team like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just the team is shit, the team was played badly. It's the coaching was horrible, and yet he's still hired every time. Makes me so mad. Please try someone new. Someone, anyone. Mm-hmm. The Oilers extended Jay Woodcroft as their coach. Did I even know that this man was their coach? Absolutely not. I have never seen this man in my life. Who else did we have? There was like three other. Paul Maurice to Florida. RIP Florida. They had their one good season. Jesus. I don't understand how Paul Maurice still has a job. I mean, other than what we've talked about, but like, he was not good as the Leafs coach. He was okay at the beginning for the Jets, and then not good as the Jets coach. Like, he was somewhere else in the middle too. I don't think did he go straight to the Jets? I feel like he did another Canadian team. I don't know. Maybe not.
My brain is so bad with
it. Me too, to be honest.
They move around too much.
They
too
do.
The same person.
They do. No, it was okay. He's coached people before the Leafs, and then I think during the lockout season, he coached in Europe, and then he coached the Jets. So, there you go. I don't know why this is. being hired. And I literally quote tweeted and said, like, rip Florida. And Chris from Jet Centric, who was on the podcast a while ago, that you can't get those episodes anymore because I'm too lazy to, I haven't had time to go back and download and re-upload our old episodes. That is the issue. It's not that I'm too lazy. It takes time, and I don't have that until maybe October. But also then hockey season starts, so I don't know. Talk to me next summer and maybe we'll have those old episodes up. Maybe. So he was like, I don't understand how he keeps getting hired. And then I go and I was like working, and then I come back and my mentions have popped off, all these people being like, he wasn't that bad, he's not that bad. I'm like, my dude, if you are talking to me, he coached some of the worst Leafs teams and the ones that weren't trying to be bad. Like the 14-15 Leafs trying to be bad. 15-16 Leafs also trying to be bad because mm-hmm. they wanted McDavid and Matthews. That's different. He didn't coach those teams. Oh, anyway. Yeah, I was like, who are you, random Paul Maurice defenders?
Where are you watching from?
Just a very random choice, to be honest. I think there was one more. Where is it? Barry Trotz was supposed to be going to Winnipeg, but he decided he doesn't want to coach right away, which to me sounds like he doesn't want to coach in Winnipeg, to be honest with you.
Me too, Barry Trotz, me too.
Yeah, so who knows, maybe Winnipeg. Think outside the box here. Just think outside the box. Maybe you can get something.
Hire a woman.
Literally, please. Someone not already in the NHL coaching. Yeah. Like, my bar is so low. I'm like, someone not already in the NHL coaching circle.
Not an old white hockey man.
That would be ideal. I'm sure they won't.
Absolutely not. No. They won't take this advice.
Absolutely not.
Listen, someone's got to be first, okay?
Exactly. Someone's
got to be first.
Exactly. And you keep, like, adding women to your staff and then, like, not really doing anything with them. Do something.
Exactly.
We talked about a while ago, Patrice Bergeron may be retiring. He's not. He's returning on a one-year deal to the Bruins. Boring, no fun, just retire. You're old and I don't like you as a hockey player. As a person, you seem very fine, actually. But as a hockey player, absolutely not. Get the fuck out of here. I think, yeah, okay. NHL Awards. They happened. They were so boring. My dad and I were waiting for my mom to come home, so we didn't turn anything on. We were just watching this and we were like, oh my god, this is so boring. Like, they had Kenan Thompson hosting it, and like, he's funny, but also the room was so dead in terms of their reactions, and like, you could tell that the jokes were written for him and I don't think he really wrote them. So they weren't, like, one, his style of jokes, and two, like, that funny again, because, you know, it's the NHL. Anyway, yeah, it was very boring. Like, if you voluntarily watch it, like, we were flipping back and forth to the baseball game, too, so, like, we weren't watching, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, like, if you chose to watch that, why? Absolutely why? No wonder Connor McDavid didn't go. He was like, first of all, everyone knows I'm cheating. Second of all, it's boring as fuck. third of all, I'm not even going to win anything. Actually, he didn't know that, but it was a good thing he didn't go. It's fine. Shesterkin won the Vezina. That's the goalie one. unfortunately, our boy Michael Muntig did not win the Calder. I mean, we knew he wasn't. We also knew that he was probably going to be third place in voting, but it's fine. It was Moritz Seider, and his speech was probably funnier than the rehearsed bits. Not going to lie. He goes, I didn't write a speech. And then he goes, my parents aren't here. They decided a vacation was more important. I love it. I love it. But I think his brother was there, and then he had a friend, and Dylan Larkin was there too. So like, it, obviously he wasn't by himself, but it's just really funny that he was like, yeah, my parents thought a vacation was more important. And also, I wonder why this man thought he wasn't going to win. Like, Trevor Zegras did not, like, yes, Trevor Zegras was all showy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He did not perform as well as Moritz Seider this year. And like, we knew, because Michael Bunting slowed down in the second half of the season, we knew that he wasn't going to win the Calder.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't even think, I genuinely am surprised that Lucas Raymond wasn't higher, because the other Detroit Red Wing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that he wasn't higher, like, in the final, probably because they didn't want him to be in the final three, and we know that the PHWA, I always get their acronym wrong. I had to really think about that, and I could still be wrong. It could be the W and the H is switched. I don't know. Anyway, the professional hockey writers, they do the voting for this and the Vezina and several others, and like, I don't trust them. I don't think that they actually, I don't think that they should, because one, there's so many like local market people in there, and like, they're biased.
Yeah.
The Calder, when I flipped through the Calder, it just looks so bad, but there was all, there's always a couple ones, like when the Leafs are nominated for anything, like Freddie was nominated for the Vezina a couple years ago, right? And there's like, he was intentionally left off certain ballots. When you go and look, and it's like an Edmonton reporter or a Montreal reporter. And I'm like, this is literally your personal bias coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to leave. Like, I think it was a Montreal reporter left Matthews and McDavid off their Hart ballot. I'm sorry?
What?
Literally, I was like, I don't understand this at all.
Like, if you can't, when you're doing something like this, if you can't put the team that you are for and write for and whatever aside and just strip it down to, this is the player, this is what they've done this season, these are the facts,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't be voting. Like, that's not, it's not.
Exactly. You should have
this,
like,
supposed to be.
And the they have a certain number of, they don't let everyone vote, I believe. So I think with their rotation process, they should go, you voted like shit last year, you're not voting this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to leave Matthews and McDavid off the Hart ballot.
Oh my god,
yeah. You can't vote this year, because it's not fair to these players. Like, yeah, one vote doesn't matter in this case, but when we get to, what was it? I can't remember what it was now. Oh no. I'll see if I can find it again. There, when we get to one of them, someone lost by, I think, two. I think it was the Norris. I think Roman Josi had more first place votes than Cale Makar did, but Cale Makar won because he got more lower votes. This, it feels like an election, and it makes me want to just fucking scream. Yeah, so like, that's fucked up. Exactly. Like, it was genuinely, I think, 30 points difference between them. And poor, like, poor Roman Yossi, you know?
Yeah. I just something's gotta change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that the awards are like the end all be all of hockey and life. Like, it's not whatever. But like, still, like, it's like, there's awards for a reason.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you get an award, it looks better and you can go, I have a Norris trophy, you should pay me more.
Yeah.
Cale Makar doesn't need that right now. Roman Yossi does. And I don't know, like, piss me off though. Not that I really cared who won, I just didn't want it to be Hedman. Mm-hmm. But like, Roman Yossi was there. I think he was nominated for two different things, and he's just sitting there, stuck in this boring ass room.
Oh, and yet,
like, horrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah, I think they need to be more specific. Like how the Rocket is, you know, it's the person with the most goals.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. There's probably a statistical way to figure out the best defenseman, and they should just do it that way.
Yeah.
And you do the best defensive defenseman, the best offensive defenseman, because we've talked about that, because the Norris does tend to go to the best offensive defenseman who isn't absolute dog shit at defense. So, like, it's their defense line is like an inch off the ground. That's what they have to, the bar they have to step over. So, like, yeah, like, they need to have a more solid way, or maybe supplement stats with voting. Do some combination.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you go and you look and you're like, oh, he received the most first place votes, and the stats say Roman Yossi was better, we should go with Yossi as opposed to Makar.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Exactly. But they would never do that, because that would involve logic. And yeah, basically just logic. You know, the NHL isn't really a fan of that.
They're like, let's let a whole bunch of just people with their bias
just
vote.
Exactly. And all of their votes are equal. We don't know if these ones in the small markets or like even like a market like Columbus, are they all focused on the Columbus Blue Jackets? Do they watch any other teams? Mm-hmm. You know, like, we don't know. And that also creates even a different bias. Or maybe they only see the Western Conference teams. They don't see any of the Eastern Conference teams unless they come through town. Again, yep. Biased voting.
Mm-hmm. Like, you need to have an equal just.
Mm-hmm.
Again, strip it down to the person and not what team they're on.
Exactly.
The type of player that they are.
Exactly.
Life could be so simple.
It could.
So simple.
It genuinely could. And yet. Austin Matthews also won the Ted Lindsay. His peers said, you're better than McDavid this year. I honestly would like to see a breakdown of that vote, but they will not give that to me. But yeah, I would like to see a breakdown of that vote, because I bet you that is so fucking biased. Like, yeah. Logically, Connor McDavid should win the Ted Lindsay every year because he is the best player. If he's not playing that season, that's different. Pick someone else. But like, every year, you know? Like, he is the best player in the NHL. He should win it every year. But I bet you there's, like, someone who's like, absolutely the fuck not. I hate Connor McDavid. I'm voting for, I don't know, someone, like, not random, but, like, their friend. Someone on their team. Like, someone's like, yes, Chris Kreider is the best NHL player. And Chris Kreider's great. He's awesome. He's not objectively the best NHL player. And neither is Austin Matthews. Like, Austin Matthews, great, awesome. Maybe the second best.
He's fantastic.
But not the best.
The best. No. Connor McDavid actively drags his team.
Every year.
Every single year. Without fail.
He's like, get your ass up and work. And then we said Cam Makar won the Norris. Boring. He's 24. He doesn't need a Norris trophy. He's probably not even 24 yet. Later this year. I'm pretty sure he's born the same year as me.
Sure. Wow.
Matthews won the Hart. The first Leafs player in 67 years.
Love it.
I was just like, oh, 67?
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow, that's
noted.
Wow, it's a number that I like to forget.
Yeah, I think that was it for the things. His mom and his older sister were there, and his dad were there with him. His hair looked like so fucking funny. It was so bad. Like, I fully understand why he always wears a hat.
Yeah.
I think my mom said he should just shave it. I'm like, he doesn't think it'll grow back. So. Yeah. First of all, I don't think he has the head for being bald, but that's where he's headed. But also, like, he's not sure it'll grow back. That's why he won't shave it. He's seen his father. Like, same with William Nylander. He knows what his dad looks like. He's not shaving his head.
No.
He knows what genes he has.
You have the money. You have the time. Just get implants.
Mm-hmm. I think it was really bad because, like, the sides and the front were all at the same length. Like, the same part of his head. There was nothing forward a little bit. You know, there was no bangs or like shaping at all. It was really bad.
Just a moment of silence for Austin Matthews' hair.
Mm-hmm. I think even had he tucked it behind his ears, it would have looked better.
Yeah.
And like, you have your ears pierced, show off your earrings. I don't get it. Like, it would have definitely made it better unless whatever the fuck it was. Bad.
I don't know. Maybe it's time to quit this hairstyle. Maybe the long hair makes it worse. Like, makes the illusion of it worse.
Maybe.
Like, maybe if you had, like, shorter hair and, like, shaved it on the sides and, like, kept, like, the top loose and, like, longer, maybe it would help.
Maybe. I don't know. Just I'm not sure anything really can help. Just keep wearing the hats, bud. Hats all the time. Your bucket hats, your baseball hats. We're good. It's fine. And then we're good because we don't have to see you without a helmet very often.
Mm-hmm. God.
What else happened this week? The Hawks have promoted Megan Hunter to assistant GM, which is really exciting. I don't remember what she was doing before. She was in their organization at some point doing something. I can't recall, but more women in assistant GM positions.
Woohoo!
Woo. Even though it's the Hawks. They also promoted Carolyn Pilch to director of player personnel. She used to be GM of, I want to say, the Boston Pride. It was the P PHF team. I don't remember which one. I think it was the Boston Pride. So exciting. More women getting promoted because they're doing their jobs well. And it's, you know, only taken the NHL 50 fucking years.
Yeah.
50 is wrong. 100, over 100 fucking years to get here. Yay. apparently Pierre-Luc Dubois has told the Jets that he plans to go to unrestricted free agency in summer 2024 as opposed to sign a long-term extension with the Jets. So he's just gonna try and sign a one-year contract with them. I think that's really funny.
Sorry, I'm sitting here laughing because I was scrolling through the NHL PR Twitter, and I just saw their like little do you know things for the like draft class this year. And that was anyways, okay. Back it up.
Yeah, so Pierre-Luc Dubois said he will only sign a one-year deal this year and wants to be an unrestricted free agent next year. Very funny to me. I don't know. It's funny. It's funny to me. I do hate him, but also, like, he's going to fucking end up in Montreal, isn't he?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Either no. They. Or... I don't know.
Boston
or that would never happen, but fucking Tampa.
Yeah, I was gonna say like somewhere to spite us personally.
Yeah.
Hockey happened this week. They played two whole games, I think. Did I watch any? I watched again, maybe 7 minutes between the two games. The first game, Colorado won in overtime.
Controversial.
And, yes. First of all, Nazem Kadri played. Very exciting. Second of all, the goal, he scored the overtime game-winning goal, which we love, but it was controversial for a couple reasons. One, actually earlier on in the game, we learned a rule that is very stupid in the NHL, in my opinion, which is that, you know how normally, like if the goalie's mask gets hit and it comes undone, they just shake it off and the refs blow it down. Apparently, if you're in the process of a scoring opportunity and the goalie does that, they don't blow it down and it counts as a goal, which makes no sense to me.
No,
because the whole point is that we're trying to keep the goalie safe.
The safety. I do not care. I do not care how good your attempt at this goal is. The goalie's helmet, mask, and protective measures are off.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not remember? I forget, like, was it the Rangers goalie? I don't know. That's like neck got cut by the skate.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, protect your damn goalies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, like, we also know goalies are fucking stupid. So, like Vasilevsky a couple years ago, he lost his glove. He sticks his hand out to make a stop.
Yeah,
he's going to break several fingers. Yeah, but it's not his fucking head. Like, so Darcy Kemper got hit, knocked his mask off, and then Tampa scored. If Darcy Kemper is a fully insane goalie, he will end up with his head in the way.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if it hits him in the head?
Literally, we've all seen goalies many times to stop the puck, literally just like pancake themselves on the ground head first where all the players are coming towards them. Mm-hmm. Some there's rivets in the ice. Sometimes other players are stupid and push players into the goalie. Like, yeah. This could have gone so wrong.
Exactly. I do not understand how that counted, how that's even a rule. I don't care if they had a scoring opportunity. It doesn't.
Oh, like, has the NHL, whoever the fuck makes this rule, okay, ever watched players when they get close to the goal? Like, they're all, like, chopping with their sticks.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. And, like, I wasn't even thinking about being on the ice. I was thinking he's sitting upright, there's a shot, like a wrist shot or a slap shot taken at him,
yeah.
And he, dumbass, sticks his head in the way because it's natural.
That hits you right, you could be dead.
Exactly.
Like, you could actively, like.
Yeah. And, like, if you're not, you could have literally the worst concussion that you'd probably rather be dead.
Yeah. You could have a lifelong brain injury.
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand why you're worried more about the goals than the person in the goal. These are people, not robots. Like, let's start caring about them the slightest bit.
Exactly. Exactly. So that was just the first controversy of this game. The second controversy was that allegedly when Kadri scored the overtime winner, there were 6 abs on the ice. I'm not positive if it was like that when he scored or whether it was just like a kind of early change. Mm-hmm. So like he went on and there were 6 on the ice because the guy was like too far away from the bench. And John Cooper was being such a piss baby about it. And I'm like, fuck off, man. Absolutely fuck off. Oh no, you lost a game because of a possible missed call? Don't even fucking talk to me. You won 2 games in the first round because of bad officiating.
Yep. It's just,
I like, fuck off, man.
Like, it's the playoffs. Like, as long as there's not 6 people actively like touching the puck and like actively like getting in the way of your players and like actively doing things. Like, if someone's just coming out of left field skating, what are they doing to interfere with the play?
Exactly.
Allow. It's the fucking playoffs.
Exactly. And like, I don't remember when this was, but there was a Tampa too many men where they fully had 6 men in the zone. There were fully 6 of them in the zone and they did not realize. Like, that's absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
And it's not the Stanley Cup wasn't being handed out that game.
No.
So like, it's not like it was the Stanley Cup decider or not. It would be different if it was game 7.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was winning that night regardless.
Mm-hmm. Like,
chill out for a second.
Exactly.
Like, I understand you want to get ahead, you want to get on equal playing field, like you obviously want to win so then you win the cup, but little things.
Exactly. I mean, the NHL officials are all absolute shit. I didn't watch the game yesterday, but apparently they were calling like a bunch of really soft things on the Avs, and this is like from reporters who were at the game and not just biased fans. But like, they clearly wanted Tampa to win the game yesterday, and they did. I don't think they scored any power play goals, which is lucky, but still, absolute like shit calls. I'd be so fucking pissed. Anyway, I'm like still very angry about the first round.
Me too.
And that was like a month and a half ago.
My dad, we were talking about not the game last night, but like the game on Wednesday or whenever.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it. My dad wants Tampa to win. And he's like, you want history, you want the three-peat. And I'm like, no, I simply don't. And he's like, why? And I was like, because I hate Tampa and all their players are just fucking trash. Not trash in the sense that they're bad, but just I fucking hate them.
I hate Corey Perry with every fiber of my being.
Exactly. And I was like, Naz deserves a cup.
That's literally, my dad Naz is cheering for Tampa too. And I'm like, why? Why? No. You told me Nazem Kadri was your favorite player, like right before he was traded. Do you not like him anymore? Why do you want to see Tampa three-peat? You don't.
No, it's not going to do anything for anybody. You know what I want? I want Nazem Kadri to hold the cup. I want Kel McCarr to hold the cup. Yeah. I just want the Avs to win. The Avs are
the lesser of two evils in this case, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Makes me so angry. Fuck, I swear to God, if Tampa wins after this bullshit, I'm gonna be so mad. I'm gonna be so fucking mad. So mad.
They shouldn't have made it this far in the first
round. No, they should have been fucking out in the first round. I'm so. It's bringing it back.
It is.
The anger was hidden. It's coming back up.
It's, yeah. I suppressed it for a while there.
Yeah. Yeah. Until me too.
Now.
No. Also, yeah. Right. Okay. So where were we? Oh, the Ottawa Senators. They are getting their downtown arena. I don't know why there was much, it was very quiet. I was literally only seeing it from the Ottawa people that I follow on Twitter, like the people who live in Ottawa. Like, I don't know why I didn't see it any sooner. So they're the preferred bidder for a major attraction at LeBreton Flats. Do I know exactly where LeBreton Flats is? No. But it is centrally located and it's easily accessible by their LRT system. So I guess maybe I go visit my brother and go see the Senators play, ideally Toronto, but you know, I'll settle. That's fine. I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
If I could see Travis Dermott, also a good option. I like that. but yeah, very exciting. It's been very, I don't know why I didn't see more about it.
I literally, you saying that something was the first time I heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting things.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I think I've been here. Okay. I know where this is. It's near one of the museums I've been to in Ottawa. Not far from Gatineau. You go get drunk in Quebec. Your first year university student, you go get drunk in Quebec, you come back across, you go see the Ottawa Senators. I got you covered.
What a plan.
For those of you who don't know, Quebec's drinking age is 18, but it's 19 in Ontario. So people literally just like, when you go to Ottawa, you cross the border and you go to Gatineau or Hull and you go get drunk and then you know, come home. And sometimes you can't take the bus home. You got to like walk. Is really fucked. Like, you can't get out of Quebec. You have to walk out of Quebec.
That's amazing, honestly.
Yeah. very funny. But yeah, so it's just like, if downtown, like the Parliament buildings are here, it's like down the road a little bit. But like I said, easily accessible by public transit as opposed to a 45 to an hour minute bus. From downtown Ottawa. And that's like, that might not even be right. That might actually be the driving time. It might be a 40 minute drive from downtown Ottawa to where the Canadian Tire Center is right now, which is insane. Yeah.
It's bad.
When I went and saw the Women's Worlds there in 2013, we stayed closer to the Canadian Tire Center and then we just like drove into Ottawa the one time we went, which is, it's like, that's so funny.
Why so far?
I have no idea. I really don't understand, because it's literally kind of like in the middle of nowhere. There's not really any housing nearby. There's, I think it was even probably a 20-minute drive for us staying in the hotel where we were. It's kind of like off a highway, but the highway lead is like the major highway that leads from Toronto and Kingston there. So like, again, there are not very many houses. It's just so weird. I don't know.
That's odd. Are there, I wonder if there's any other teams that are like
that far away. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we'd hear more about it.
I know, like, I'm pretty sure on like, if you are from North Carolina, please. Oh wait, maybe it's not even them. Maybe it was the AHL team that I was thinking of, because maybe it's not Raleigh, maybe it's Charlotte that I was thinking of. And yeah, I don't know, because I was gonna say the Canes are outside of the city, but I think it's the Checkers that are outside of Charlotte, not the other way around.
Yeah, it's different if you're like just outside the city, but they're literally in Kanata, which is technically like a different city. Like they have their own, it's like a different city almost. It's all connected, but it's almost a different city, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah, I want to know if I can, give me directions, not from here, from Parliament Hill. Okay, it's a 23-minute drive from Parliament Hill to the Canadian Tire Center right this moment. An hour and 15 minutes via public transportation. Which is crazy. And like, my brother, for instance, lives probably a 10-15-minute walk from Parliament Hill. And that's close to the University of Ottawa. So like, that's one population of students. And then the other population, another population of students is at Carleton, and they're kind of isolated in their own little thing. Like you take the train to get there, you can't, or drive, like you can't really like walk. So that's like even further. I don't get it at all. Yeah, there's like, not very much around. It's so weird. Like we drive past it when we come into Ottawa. Anyway, so congrats on your future eventual new arena. Probably, because it's just that they're likely going to be the major attraction or the preferred bidder, which means that things could still fall through. Which I think at this case, like if it does fall through, you just got to relocate. There is no other choice. there's also Funko Pops have added some new NHL players. They won't let me see all of them, but some of them include Jamie Benn, who looks genuinely exactly the same. Like I did not realize this man was a Funko Pop, but he sure is. You're like, yeah, that's Jamie Benn. That's easy. I got that. William Karlsson. These are me looking at these and getting it. So look at me go. Patrice Bergeron. Who is the Seattle goalie?
That's a good question.
Want to say that it's
Grubauer.
Oh, that's a possibility. I was gonna say Chris Drieger, and I don't.
That's the other one.
There's the other one. I'm thinking it's probably Grubauer. I don't remember what this man looks like though in real life. Who has slightly shaped sides of their head? This looks like they have slightly shaped sides of their head in terms of the Funko Pops.
Oh no. Okay, hold on. Grubauer's hair is kind of these pictures are too small. Grubauer does, but I like it. They both do. Oh. They both look exact. They could be
maybe
brothers.
It's both Seattle goalies. Wait, does it have a number that I can see? It does not have a number. Maybe if I zoom in, I can see what number it looks like. It's 31.
They look scarily the same.
I think it's supposed to be Grubauer. Yeah. They do look the same, though. In theory, if they didn't have the number or, like, the name on the back, you could be like, yes, this is a Seattle goalie. Which one? Your choice. Nathan MacKinnon, I do really appreciate the neck beard it has. Write their name and number. Exactly. Do you see the neck beard on the Nathan MacKinnon? Love it. Very funny to me. I'm pretty sure it's just supposed to be a beard, but it looks like a neck beard.
Hilarious.
It really is. Also, Patrick Kane, fuck that. Don't. No. Gross. Also, is he even still relevant? He doesn't even feel relevant anymore. No, he's not that good. His team's shit. Fuck off. And then our favorite, Canadian exclusive, William Nylander. He has his long hair, he's got his beard, and he has an eyebrow slit.
They really made his hair golden.
They really did. I love it. I'm very tempted to buy this. if I could get that fucking link to work properly, I would be all over that. All over it.
He looks so angry. I don't know. I think it might be the mustache, but like, why does he look so mad?
Yeah, he does look a little mad. The only thing about me getting it is I feel like I have very bad luck with getting like Leafs stuff with their names on it and then either them getting traded or them playing badly. So like I got a Nazem Kadri hockey card, I think the year before he was traded. I have had a Morgan Rielly shirt for like 3 years. So I'm feeling maybe, but also not long after I got it was the Reg It incident. If we'll recall that happening.
Yeah.
Not good. I did get a Kadri shirt after a Leaf shirt after he was traded. It cost me like $10. And I was like, absolutely, I will take this. I want this. I love him. But yeah. And like, even I had like a long time ago, like I had a Matt Stajan. I still have the Matt Stajan card, but like I got it. And then I think he was traded a year or two later. So I'm like, nervous. Do I get it? Do I not? And the thing was, I was also debating about a Travis Dermott jersey at one point. And yeah, we know how that went. So.
Yeah.
But I am obsessed with this William Nylander Funko Pop. Way more than, like, they had Morgan Rielly before and Matthews and Marner, I think. And maybe Tavares. I'm trying to remember because they would have them in the Leaf store too. Like you go in and you're just like, here is Austin Matthews and Funko Pop. I'm like, all right, thanks. But yeah, I'm thinking about it. Also, all the comments, and not all of the comments, but a large portion of the comments on this tweet are people complaining that there's no Islanders, but there's a fucking Seattle player. And people are like, they have a Barzal Pop. This is just a new one that they're showing. And then people are like, I want a Braden Holtby one in the Caps uniform. Again, they've had that one for several years too. I don't understand what you're getting at here.
Oh my God. I love reading comments.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so funny.
Someone else said the pre-order link isn't working for them, so maybe I'll have to flip through their thing and see if I can get a real link. Because I don't want to be a Funko Pop person, but also like my brother got me one for my birthday, a Loki one, and I'm like, but what if? And I was like eyeing a Princess Leia one in the drugstore for like a couple weeks, and I'm like, is it worth it? Do I get it? I don't have any. I only have like one Star Wars thing in my room. I gotta, you know, up the game.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's it for hockey news. we're going to go through Alex's playlist and redo some Goal songs.
Yes. It's a country playlist. It's called Summer on the Lake. If you want the link, I'll send it to you. It's a pretty good playlist, if I do say so myself. We're going to start off with probably one of the most classic, well-known. We're going to go Chicken Fried Zac Brown Band.
It's giving very Brady Kachuk vibes. I can't get past that.
Honestly, yeah.
So Ottawa Senators it is then.
Yep. Right. Let's go. American Kids, Kenny Chesney. This one. I don't know. Who was growing up in little pink houses making out on living room couches?
I don't know. Definitely
who's a little messed up, but they're all right.
It definitely has to be an American team.
Oh, for sure. A little messed up, but we're all right.
I don't know. Who is a little messed up, but they're all right?
All right, let's eliminate. We can eliminate some teams. The Sabres, they are messed up, but they are not all right.
Same with the Flyers.
Same with Chicago.
Yeah.
Same with Arizona.
Also true. What about Minnesota?
Yeah, I like that
stuff, but they're all right.
Yeah, let's do Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. Who's wasted away in Margaritaville?
Who is wasted away?
I feel like this song just reminds me of, I don't know, when I put it to when I put it to a hockey team, it just has to be someone who's like constantly having a bad time. And then like every off season, they're just like, I'm going on vacation. Months long vacation.
I guess it has to be, the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, peace. It's all 5 right. O'clock somewhere. I'm out.
That's enough for us. All right. All Summer Long, Kid Rock. Ah, 1989. My thoughts were short, hair was long. Every hockey player.
Yeah. Let's see. I feel like it has to be an old team. I don't know why it does. The Washington Capitals are old.
I think that's fair, honestly. I think that's fair.
Yeah. They're reminiscing about their cup run as they listen to this song.
Let's see what's next. We can do Beers and Sunshine by Darius Rucker. Let's see. Ain't gonna work today. Just want to sit around and play. They're gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in their flip-flops. Nothing. The only thing on their agenda is beers and sunshine.
Tyler Sagan. he has to hit balls off the dock because he can't go in the boat. The anniversary of the boater's license tweet was a couple days ago, so it's fresh in my head. It's the Dallas Stars.
All right. Let's do This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line. RIP Florida Georgia Line.
I personally have prayed for their downfall, so cannot relate. Who is actually, you know what? I'm reading Mixtapes Got a Little Hank, Little Drake, and this is just very much Ontario vibes. Like, this is the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is Mitch Marner's playlist.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it has to be.
We light it up with our hands up.
Yeah.
That is fair. Let's do. Hold on. Let me look at the lyrics to this one real quick. Drink in my hand. Listen, all I want to do is put a drink in my hand to fill it up or throw it down. I got a 40-hour week with the trouble to drown. Who just doesn't want to be there? Arizona. Arizona needs a drink in their hand.
They definitely do. Definitely.
Oh, Arizona. You are something. Okay. County Roads is a good one. I always want to call him Elvis, but his name's Elvy. I got a public education, but it didn't come from class. It came from long rides home on the bus in the back.
Who's having some? Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I don't need to go any further than that.
No, that's good. You've got it.
Beer never broke my heart. Who's just... that's Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Listen, everything's breaking their heart. You know it's not.
Beer.
Ice cold beer.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
Drink to that all night. Oh... But this one could have been Dallas because it mentions Dallas. Gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bowl. All right. DJ's got those speakers thumping. They got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. My buddy says, hey, boys, I'm buying. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kind of party like, that makes you throw your hands up high.
Yeah, it's a celebratory drinking as opposed to I'm drowning in my sorrows drinking.
Yeah.
Tampa, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, and I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give a good song bad vibes. Oh, this song. Fire song. Good time, Nico Moon. They're just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night. They're passing that bottle around the campfire. The song is just like feel good, like you know, maybe
I still got problems to disappear. It says something about the something about a night this clear makes your problems disappear. Maybe who's those problems? But you know, they're overcoming them. They can deal with them.
Trying to think of the teams that we've already said.
Maybe I would say Calgary, but it also, I don't know, doesn't fit the team vibe.
Yeah. We just wanna catch a good time.
Well, something.
One of the California teams, maybe.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about them. LA.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me go. I am going to quickly switch to our our, I almost said Travis Dermott. Oh my god.
He is the only Travis to us.
Literally, our Travis Connect Me playlist, if I can find it. Where the heck is it? You're in here somewhere. What is it called?
I think it's just like songs for Travis. Yeah, songs for Travis Connect Me to sing at karaoke. My family saw this and was like, well, I think I had read Solo Cup, like I had accidentally hit play on one of it. And my family was like, why were you listening to that? Why were you listening to that? And I had to explain to them that we made a playlist for Travis Connect Me to sing a karaoke. They're like, oh, okay.
Listen, it's good.
Yeah.
I also just straight up can't find it, but I know that it's in here somewhere and I know there's good songs on there.
Would it be, it's probably not useful to find me, would it?
It might be. I also wish that in, let's see, I wish like in, you could like just look up links that you've sent.
That'd be useful.
You sent the link before, but there's
here, hold on, I got it. I'll send the link again. That'll make it easier. Wait, what? Why did it send a tweet? That's, I literally hit copy link. Copy link. Thank you. So weird. Also, I guarantee you I accidentally copied that link instead of bookmarking it because fucking Twitter changed all the bookmarks again. Grumpy about it.
Gotta love it. All right. Now if it will load, we'll be set.
Hmm.
Continue. All right. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Calgary.
Calgary.
I was like looking at this list. I'm like, yes, Calgary. This is, that's them.
God's country.
Mm.
This is God's country. I saw the light. I kind of, for some reason, want to say the Bruins.
I understand that. I again can't label why, but yes.
It just vibes.
It does. It does.
We already did that. We already did that. Broadway girls. Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be the end. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. All right, there you go. They all have country songs. Honestly, I feel like the players would love that.
I would love that.
Yeah, a lot of the players would for sure love that. I guarantee you, I would love to just, you know, dissect some NHLers' Spotify's, you know, like people who aren't, like, when everyone's looking at Nolan Patrick's Spotify, like, we knew that Nolan Patrick wasn't only listening to country. Guarantee you he does listen to some country. He's just, like, not letting you know about it. But, like, I would love to just dissect it. Like, my Spotify is a fucking mess. I've had it since probably 2016 or 2017. So I have, like, an entire Broadway musicals playlist. And then a cut down version of that musicals playlist. It's just like more musicals that I like. Mm-hmm. And then like you can see what kind of music phases I've gone through over the past however many years. It's very funny to me to look at it because I like look at my recent ones and I'm like, yes, this is just sad gay shit. Thank you. It's fine. It's my own fault. It's whatever. But like, then you scroll further and you're like, ah, yes, enjoy Megan's pop punk playlists. And then also, like, I am very unhinged and I'm like, yes, I need a playlist of all of one, just one artist's songs. That's it. Like, I have a Fall Out Boy one. I think I have a 5 Seconds of Summer one, R. Kell's. There's a few. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's fine. Oh, Lucy Dacus. That's all I've been listening to. Seriously, it's bad. Anyway, would love to do that. Would love to just like understand a hockey player's psychology.
Yeah, through
looking at their Spotify playlists.
I want their Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, please. Show me your Spotify Wraps. I want to know. Like, I want to know. Are you listening to podcasts? Do you actually listen to podcasts? Like, when? Which ones? Actually, I don't know if I want to know which ones. I don't think I want to know. Never mind. Let's retract that sentence. Yeah. Just tell me what music you're listening to. Yeah. What genres? What does your moody mix on Spotify look like? To be fair, it's really funny. Sometimes it has the moody mix and the happy mix have like 3 or 4 overlaps of songs. And I'm like, yes, that's correct. Sure.
Well,
yeah. Anyway, I would like to know what your moody mix looks like. Like, am I seeing the Smiths? What am I seeing here? Anyway, yes. That is what I would like to see. Please, someone donate their Spotify so that I can dissect it.
Yes.
That's it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.